township stops with that.
Right, well, it doesn't bother her, is it?
No.
Bother her, body though, I don't.
Oh, and he's taping in, Governor Wallace and Maddox and.
It's the.
Right, right.
Right.
But that's not volatile.
The greatest is me, where they meet. They start that fourth and Pennsylvania, march up that view and come down on the other end. Yes, sir. And the greatest problem with them is always dancing around this crowd estimate, so he doesn't.
Oh, okay, he's only down there, that area, give him a little, that doesn't make any difference.
He's been mad with us, yes, we wouldn't let him on parade the same day of the cherry blossom parade.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's all right, I didn't compliment the chief this morning.
Yeah, right, right. Well, I wanted to have you all come in to, for the purpose of expressing my appreciation to each of you individually for your own leadership, but also to ask you to convey to the people, many I've already talked to the mayor, the chief about this, but the rest of you too, to convey to all the people in your own shops, appreciation for the way that they handle this. This sort of thing I remember during the whole period here is one where it has to be a combination of firmness and restraint, and it's a delicate line, it's a very delicate line to follow, and it of course requires leadership at the top. It also requires rather remarkable poise by these people on your force, and the armed forces and the rest. They're incredibly provoked by people that are, you know, these people that are policing. And the rest, you know, sit there and take it and handle it well, but nobody was seriously injured. This is a very great, great achievement. I think that Washington set an example here. And I was talking to the Attorney General yesterday, and he said, you know, over the country, he said, well, this guy, Washington, has set an example, and maybe we can handle problems in the same way. Because this is just war, there are other things, there are always people on the radio cell about something, and it's a question of handling it well. And of course, as concerned as we all are about the fact that these people are, these tourists are trading down to a minimum. And I think that people know that now Washington is a city in which the crime rate at least has been checked and is somewhat receding. In fact, that's a very good thing to get out across the country, that this is a city that people can come, they want to protest, they can, but they're going to behave. If they don't behave, they're going to go to jail. So, that's, I think, is what you've gotten across very effectively. Those two that you have a problem of, what about the overtime, the death overtime? Some of these folks were overtime and couldn't be paid. We have some men who, they can't pay, we pay no overtime above the rank of deputy chief, and so once the man hit the solid level of the death of an assistant chief, their overtime stopped. They continue working, but they don't get paid.
I see.
So I understand that Congressman Broyhill is going to introduce legislation to resolve the problem.
You have a lot of overtime.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we had about 48,000 hours on Monday and 41,000 hours on as far as we can check on Tuesday. Wednesday figures are not all in, but it drops off after that. But this is as far as we can put together, just in our municipal services, Mr. President, this is 100,000 hours overtime just related to the demonstration.
I would estimate $2 million cost for the
$2 million.
And then the regular
taxpayer, they begin to feel a little front of that.
This is an overtime, not in the cost of
the overtime.
Really, it's just overtime we're talking. The hours I was giving him just straight overtime is fantastic.
Do you got any estimate on what it costs the whole thing? Or you can't tell?
The military cost must be phenomenal.
Our eyes, I used
told me the sanitation services were better at Monday and
Tuesday.
And the offline reaches of the city, but you know, it's something to think about. With the nature of this, with 14,000 arrests and disruption, and your city moves along, the only thing that they succeeded in doing was overcrowding our jails, and I don't know whether that relates to Vietnam. I couldn't make that.
You know, one observation, sir, that worth bringing up here is the quality of the soldier. Because we brought soldiers in from all over the country, the East Coast, and of course there's some in this local area. There's been some doubt, as you know, about professionalism and so on.
Yeah.
Gee, I was really impressed with professionalism, attitude, the fact that these youngsters, even though they're dealing with their own peers, didn't seem to bother them too much.
How many were in?
10,000.
10,000. Yeah, financially.
I had 1,900 in National Guard, and I'm very proud of them, Mr. President, because we were like closer to this group than the active forces. The moment of part-time soldiers.
I know.
These are not students. They wear the hair the same way.
Sure.
And we had the, we were supporting the police and securing the arena where they were all kept. And we related to them to the extent that they now call it National Guard DC Friendlies. We related to them. We accomplished the mission that they achieved.
Yeah.
I'm going further now.
No.
I'm going to get to the next underground person. But it was a lesson for my men. Truthfulness and what you do when you are exposed to the name calling and the thing.
Oh, it's rough.
And he held up well.
Because they have most of them are not Muslim. But they, particularly as far as the, as far as the regulars are concerned, they came from
over. They're all back now.
All back. Everybody's closed back, sir. Very interesting. Another interesting observation. No incidents or accidents in all the moves we made.
We brought them from Fort Bragg and Camden Ship. We had Marines and the paratroopers and the DC Secretary when it came up here to reinforce the troops that normally are under penalties or they come from nearby stations, Fort Meade and Fort Belvoir. The soldiers I talked to before they left expressed a little disappointment that they hadn't seen a demonstrator while they were up because they were guarding the bridges. And and of course the very fact that they didn't see the demonstrator is attested to the efficiency of the entire thing.
I see. Of course they would be on the bridges. They wouldn't catch them.
President, I want to pay another special comment and accommodation to all of the men in terms of how they worked in a coordinated fashion and seemed that they're so well-planned and coordinated that they went along. I think particularly Chief Wilson is not only taking the full responsibility for the tactical operations, but his performance in the field, in my opinion, was magnificent. 14,000.
man gets out and takes it, of course, and then some policy editor puts it together as whatever format they want, and
I saw it fell out in another city or something.
I saw it. Take that television, sir.
This is a day-by-day thing with us, we know, basically.
But okay.
The thing that we're gonna button down to, I guess,
yeah,
all of us, is civil libertarians in the next few weeks. It'll be,
mm-hmm,
it'll be trying the cases.
Sure.
Monday morning quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Guess what they would have done.
I already have.
They
said they only could think of anything.
Yeah, that would be nice. What would they do? Here you got the streets blocked, and that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go in and try to kick them out. Just let the leather ground go off. They have no answer. There were no injuries, but what if they got in at the Chicago police, you know what I mean?
This is the role of police. We always do what's necessary, and then in the next year, judge
back after. There was a very good column in this morning's Washington Post by William S.
Weinstein.
Yeah. Did you see that?
You would understand.
Yes. But it's interesting how people seem to lose sight of the fact that the objective of this whole exercise was to disrupt the government.
Sure.
And so credit is not given where credit is due. Mm-hmm. And all this fuss is made about arrests and things of that kind.
The president must have pointed his finger on that. I have not found anyone that can tell me what else they would have done.
Exactly.
Or what they would have done under similar circumstances with groups in town. I fail to understand how you could non-violently turn over a man's automobile.
Sure.
Or how you could non-violently stand up and kick his windshield in. Or take a manhole cover on Prospect Street over there in Georgetown and roll it down Central Street.
Mm-hmm. Or dump over a
car.
No, even this trenching business, you know, that's not a violent, that's not a non-violent act.
Of course it is. And then take rags and stuff them in the mail containers. You know, burn those up to send you messages. Non-violently. And then for us to engage in this and assume that we're going to let this thing continue.
Yeah. See, well, let me say this, that one of the reasons I advise is that I want you to come in for two purposes. To you, so that you can convey directly to all your people the issue of the country. And I have some responsibilities for the district. They all know that they did a very fine job, and they deserve commendation. The second thing, I want to ensure that second guesses the Monday morning quarterbacks know that as far as I'm concerned, we back you all the way. And we're not going to take any of this jazz to the effect that we've done this or that or the other thing. The situation here was one that had the potential of violence and had the potential of stopping the government. And we had the responsibility to avoid violence and just keep the government running. We did both. We're going to do it again. The other thing is that I want everybody to put on notice, and that's one of the reasons I ask people to do it, to action, because I know they really would like to see it brought to a halt along. But as far as I'm concerned, if they come to town again, they're going to get it again, and I want that understood. They're going to get it right again. That's the way to keep them out. When I say they, anybody can come to this town, they can march peacefully, they can have a permit, they can go up and down, they can shout obscenities, anything like that, fine. Nobody can come to this city and break the law without catching it, clearly understood, and if you go after it, you'll be bad. And we'll fight in the courts and everybody else, the civil libertarians.
President, I'd like to tell you this. There are two of us here that great feeling for us, I tell you. It's, I'm just happy that we were able to come.
You tell all your people out there, don't let them worry about their bills. I mean, all they'll get concerned about the fact that, you know, these are that and the other one says, gee whiz, I was just in town to look at the cherry blossoms, even though they've been gone for a couple of weeks. Well, they weren't in town for the cherry blossoms. They all know what they were doing. They were given a chance to get off the streets. As far as these reporters would say, well, I was a reporter. Why didn't they show their press badge? They wanted to be picked up.
Absolutely, that's why they're on the story.
I absolutely know. I know exactly what they were up to. And on this one, particularly when you can accomplish it without violence, just take a hard line as necessary.
Thank you.